Following a week of carnage and courage, America this morning continues the task of digging out from under the rubble of the worst terrorist attack in the nation's history. Hijacked planes, attacks on the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon, and the crash of a hijacked plane in western Pennsylvania left more than 5,000 people dead or missing. Rescue officials in New York and Washington hold out little hope for finding any survivors in the wreckage. NPR's Joe Palca joins us to bring us up to date on various aspects of this story. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Leanne.
First, what do you know about the latest on the search for survivors?
Well, people who have been conducting the rescue effort are still in the mindset of looking for survivors, although I think that they know deep down that with every passing minute, the likelihood of finding any gets smaller and the mission moves to, their efforts move to recovery instead of rescue. The latest figures, as you say, are pretty grim. 4,972 missing at the World Trade Center, 159 people now confirmed dead, and 92 of those have been identified. At the Pentagon, there were 188 deaths. About a third of those were the passengers on board the American Airlines flight that crashed into the Pentagon. And in Pennsylvania, on United Flight 93, as you said, that crashed in western Pennsylvania, there are 45 people dead.
Flight 93 was the only hijacked plane that did not strike a building. Do we know any more about what happened on that flight?
Well, the stories that are coming from the plane are quite remarkable. Apparently, a passenger named Todd Beamer, this largely according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, but a passenger named Todd Beamer, who works for a California company called Oracle, spoke by cell phone with a supervisor for GTE, which was the cell phone company, for 13 minutes before the plane crashed. The supervisor told Beamer that the World Trade Center had been struck. And so he and some of his fellow passengers decided on some sort of a attempt to storm the cockpit and keep it from crashing. The last words that you could hear from Mr. Beamer were, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll."
President Bush warned yesterday that Americans should be prepared for a war. And many people say that that war will be directed toward Osama bin Laden, who is currently living in Afghanistan. Any new information from Afghanistan about bin Laden?
Well, about bin Laden specifically, no. The Taliban in Afghanistan have been steadfast in saying they will protect his right to live in the country, and they want proof. Evidently, Pakistan is sending a delegation from Islamabad to Kabul to request that the Taliban hand over Osama bin Laden.
NPR's Joe Palca in the studio. Joe will probably be talking to you later, but thanks very much.